People's opinions are worthless. I had a client call me yesterday for a one-on-one coaching session. Basically, he was like, "Hey, I've been having trouble at my job lately. You know, my coworkers are always kind of like picking on me and talking shit about me and stuff like that. And you know, what can I do to deal with that?" You know, he works like in an environment with a lot of women and a lot of beta males, and they're constantly shaming him for kind of being different and doing his own thing and just not giving a fuck. And I told him, "Look, these people don't matter. Your coworkers don't fucking matter. You're there to collect your money and then be on your way. You're not there to make friends. You're not there to socialize. These people are worthless for the most part." That's really what I'm trying to get through to you guys. Stop giving a fuck about complete losers. Most people in society are total fucking failures, and their opinions aren't worth shit, because who are they, right? So he ended up walking out of his job. He ended up not being able to take it anymore, and he quit voluntarily. So he's like, "Bro, I lost my job." I said, "What, did they fire you?" He said, "No, I just walked out. I couldn't take the criticism anymore." And I told him, I'm like, "Look, man, you never leave the job because people don't like you there. You milk it for all it's worth. You suck the money out of it, and you give everyone the finger until they fire you. And if you want to look for other jobs while you have it, and then I guess you can jump ship, yeah, do that. But you never, like, just leave your job without having something else lined up." So he was like, "Yeah, you know, I couldn't take it. I couldn't take the pressure. I couldn't take the negativity." You guys literally need to start viewing people around you and people who are working the same jobs as you, people in your social circle, people, your neighbors, you need to start viewing them as completely worthless, because for the most part they are. And if you want to reach new levels and new heights, you're not going to get there by being so caring about what the people who are in the same position you are in think about you. They can't take you to the next level. They are worthless. You know, it's like crabs in a bucket. If you keep trying to keep up with the people on your level and impress the people on your level, and you're so sensitive to what the people on your level think, you're never going to make it to the next level, right? You have to raise the paradigm. You have to raise the standard. And don't feel guilty about viewing, you know, let's pretend you're like a waiter, okay? And all the other waiters at the restaurant don't like you, and they think you have a gutsy personality, and they're like, "Who does this guy think he is? He's like..." They're like, "Look at the ego on this guy." Who the fuck cares? They're a bunch of fucking waiters, okay? They're not gonna help you get to the next level. If you're trying to be like a real estate tycoon, why the fuck do you care about the opinions of a bunch of waiters? Who the fuck is a waiter compared to a real estate tycoon, right? That's how you need to start viewing things. The only people whose opinions I give a fuck are the people who I look up to, who are above me, who I'm learning from, right? The only people whose opinions would actually get through to me is, like, I don't know, the president, or like some big powerful businessman or something. If someone like that came up to me and said, "Look, man, you're fucking up in life, you need to get your shit together, you're a fucking degenerate loser," I would actually stop and consider it and be like, "All right, you know what, I do need to make some changes." But if it's like some fucking shitty coworker or some fucking asshole in traffic who yells at me and calls me like a bitch or some shit, who the fuck are they? You guys need to stop giving a fuck. You've been so programmed as men in this Western world to be so sensitive and care about the people around you and what they think and try to please them. This is your competition. These aren't your friends. You guys should be clawing at each other's necks, you know, trying to climb over each other. Fuck caring what they think about each other. You need to be going to higher and higher levels and leaving these people in the fucking rearview mirror. These aren't people that you need to be concerned how they feel. You know, even like, I'm a salesman, right? Like, well, one of my jobs, I'm a salesman. I have other things I do on the side, but even at my sales jobs, I don't even respect the fucking dude who owns the building. I don't even respect his opinion of me. Now, they all love me because I'm a fucking go-getter, but I don't care about any of them. Their lives are worthless to me, because even to me, even being the manager at this, you know, sales building or whatever is a failure. Like, to me, that's a fucking loser. To me, being the dude who owns the building is being a fucking loser. I have such high aspirations and goals. like, even my superiors, I view them as fucking losers because I want to do something so much bigger. And that's how you guys should view it too. You shouldn't be content with just being in a shitty position in life, and you damn sure shouldn't give a fuck about your fucking mediocre ass coworkers and what they think about you. Most people are sick in the head. Most people are complete fucking failures, complete losers, and they need someone to hate. They need someone to beat down to justify all the mistakes they've made in their lives and why the hell they're in the position they are in now. You literally need to, like, metaphorically start cutting them all down, you know, and soaring past them and leaving them in the rearview mirror and never look back. And you're always going higher and higher. If you have time to stop and think and about, oh my, do my coworkers like me, or, like, you know, start feeling bad about yourself, you're not working hard enough. You're not planning for your future enough. Shit like that doesn't even cross my mind anymore. If I go to a restaurant or I'm talking to a girl or whatever, I don't even stop to think, like, does this girl like me? Like, I'm so caught up in my own dreams and my own goals and my own self-worth, I don't even stop anymore to think, like, you know, do people like me? You know, I do my best to be considerate and just be cordial, but I don't owe you anything more than that. If something about me triggers you after me being just, like, basically polite, then that's on you, and you gotta go fix your shit. You're fucked up in the head. It's not my fault. That's how you guys need to start viewing things. You know, of course, you always want to be just a decent human being, you know, be polite, be decent. But if you're doing that and people have a problem with it, they can eat a dick. Fuck them. You know, you're moving forward. You're not thinking about that. So that's really just the moral of the story. You know, people's opinions don't fucking matter. Most people are worthless pieces of shit, and you're never gonna see them again because you're trying to do something much bigger. So remember that next time you're at your job and coworkers are giving you shit, or maybe some girl you're talking to is, you know, bitching about your flaws. Who the fuck are they?